When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, B. It's on the phone from his home.
I'm
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
We love him. Every Thursday or Friday, whatever the hell day it is, Friday at 3, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. It's brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, how is L.A., my friend?
Doing great. Wish you guys were here. About to go walk down Rodeo Drive. The wife's birthday was yesterday, so I'm sure this is going to be an expensive walk down Rodeo Drive.
Oh, but, yeah, that sure. Hammer is real, for real.
Palm trees and sticky green, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. Not going to lie. I got a short sleeve shirt on right now. The sun is shining down. So it's, look, it's a work trip, you know, obviously. Excited for the game on Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds like a work trip, Elliot. Rodeo Drive? Yeah.
Look, here's what I'll say. I love the partnership we have with fans of Philly, and I'm glad that we're part of it. So it's been great to hang with all the Eagles fans out here.
And Elliot has said to me he likes wearing white because it makes him look tanner, but when he's out there, he can go and get a tan, and then the white looks even better. Right, Elliot?
Exactly. Well, you know, the hotel is right on the beach, so just coincidentally, I'll be able to probably lay out there today if I want to. Yeah,
that's how fans of Philly roll, Syke.
I got to tell you. You may stand out here. You don't stand out there in L.A.
No, you do not.
No, trust me. Yeah. They're not impressed by my Twitter following out here, to put it that way.
I actually realized that the last time I was out there, because there's not a lot of like guys my age here who walk around looking like me in Philadelphia. Right. I get to LA and I'm like, what are all these 50-year-old scuzzballs with tattoos doing? And I'm like, shoot.
It's quite the scene.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
If you roll past Crypto, get a shot with the Black Mamba statue.
I'd love to do that for
you. Yeah.
It's not by SoFi, right?
I have no idea.
No, it's right. No, it is not.
The new Clippers one is.
It's not by SoFi, though. No, it is not. We had the whole Ricky group take a picture.
Statue. Spike hooked me up, so I appreciate it. Yes.
So, Elliot, Daniel Jones got cut, and I saw you on Twitter now you talked about practice squad. Would you cut Kenny Pickett and sign Daniel Jones?
I would, just because I think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett. I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to be here next year. I think that, you know, based off how he played in the preseason, look how he looked in training camp, like, I think they'll probably look to get another backup next year. There's not much, like, cap ramifications of cutting him. But I think Daniel Jones, like, you saw it a little bit with Justin Fields in Pittsburgh this year. Like, we write these quarterbacks off, but really what happens to the young quarterback is they play for trash organizations that have bad head coaches, bad GMs, and it's hard for them to succeed. So do I think Daniel Jones could be like a top 20 quarterback here? Probably not, but I think he has the ability. Obviously he was drafted high, and I think with the Eagles, he'd play way better. So I think Daniel Jones will be smart to sign on the practice squad here, outside of even if the Kenny Pickett thing.
Well, he ain't signed for on anybody's practice squad, though. That is sort of a pipe dream, I think.
Let me push back on that a little bit, though, right? So. Yeah. There is, 7 weeks left in the season.
Yep.
He's realistically probably not going to play. Like, well, let's just say the Cowboys say to him, you know what, come here and play for us for 7 weeks. Is that really better for his career? That team is a disaster. They're going to fire their head coach. All their, like, good players are hurt. I know that if he comes here, clearly he's not going to play right away, and he won't play at all unless Jalen Hurts gets hurt. But if he comes here on the practice squad, right, which the salary, they're not going to pay him a lot of money anywhere. There's a shot. Who knows? 4 weeks, he's playing for this team as opposed to whatever terrible team is willing to let him play now. So I think it's a smarter career decision for him to be the practice squad here in a 53-man roster somewhere else.
I mean, he's probably getting paid the same. Are the Giants still paying him for the rest of the year?
Yeah. Whoever's going to sign him is probably just going to be a minimum this year. I agree with you. I would just, if I was Daniel Jones, I would say, well, I'm okay that I'm taking a risk, but I would like for you to do a little more than practice squad. And if the goal is to get on the field at some point and you don't believe in Kenny Pickett, I hear what you're saying. I just think it's unlikely he'd do it.
I just think, like, I don't know, is Daniel Jones the one calling the shots out here? Like, is he going to have five teams lining up to sign him? I get your point.
Yes.
Obviously, he wanted to be on the 53, but you think right now there's going to be multiple teams wanting to sign him?
Yep. There is such a quarterback deficit in the NFL. I think there are plenty of teams that are. And the thing that you just said, Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, there's a lot of quarterbacks that end up somewhere, Baker Mayfield, that end up somewhere else. I think there would be a team that says, hey, let's get this guy in here. Our backup stinks anyway, and give him a chance. I don't think there's any doubt there will be multiple teams interested in signing him.
But here's the difference. There won't be a good team that signs him.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, it may be a bad team with nothing to really play for or what have you. Yeah, they may do it.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody's signing Daniel Jones with the possibility of him having to play this year on a good team.
Yeah, no, not on a good team. Yeah, I agree with you.
I think Daniel Jones could succeed with the Eagles. I think if you put him behind this offense.
Every quarterback can,
Yes, exactly. This year's proof.
I think if Daniel Jones did the smart thing for his career, like take a step back, right? But like to potentially take two steps forward here.
That was for Corey. Elliot.
Believe me, he heard it.
Yeah, it seems like Devontae is trending toward not playing. Have you heard anything there?
Yeah.
So I thought there was a shot he wasn't going to play against Washington. Like this is something he's definitely been dealing with. I don't think he's going to play on Sunday versus Los Angeles. And I think it's probably the right move to make because obviously the hamstring, I mean, this team now 8-2, they have bigger things to think about, like the postseason, and hamstrings obviously can linger. It is a really important game, though. Like, it's a really, really important game for the number one seed. And I also think if you win this one, it lessens the pressure to have to go to Baltimore win next week. So ultimately, I would be safe with him. Like, I wouldn't push it. But, man, like, they really need this one. So I don't think he'll play, but they could use him out there.
Do you see any trap game potential for this in between Washington and Baltimore?
Definitely. I think this is the first trap game of the year for me. I know there were other games this year, we talked about it, but you're coming off a big win, you've been on a bit of a layoff. There's a huge game next week against Baltimore. I think that, coming off that big win too, like they're probably feeling good about themselves, which they've earned, right? They've won six straight games. Los Angeles also, and me and Ike talk about this a lot, like they need this game more. Like, there's so many times that we break down these games and you go like, well, they're better here, there. But ultimately, which team needs it more just sometimes is a bigger deal. And the Rams desperately need this game. The Eagles need it, too, for the number one seed. But the Rams need it to make the postseason, like make the playoffs. So I think they'll win the game. But I do think this is a much tougher game than maybe fans are thinking about it as.
I don't know. I mean, listening to everybody, I think everybody has the proper amount of concern about this game. I agree with everything you guys have just said, except for the fact I don't believe it's a trap game.
That they'll be up for it.
Yes. Now, they still may lose.
Right. That's fair.
But I don't think they're overlooking this Rams team at all.
My coach Sirianni would never allow a trap game.
It's a good point.
Culture master.
Well, and the Rams have won 4 out of 5 games. Yes. They've been playing well, and they got enough talent on that offensive side of the ball to get anyone's attention. So the Eagles in their defense, I'm sure they don't want to be embarrassed on national TV on Sunday night. So I think they come out and play. As a matter of fact, this may be a game for QB1 to come out and do his thing.
Oh, wow. That'd be nice.
I'm guessing that was Jack
I don't press the buttons.
Yeah, we don't press the buttons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I would also say I think a hugely important player in this game is Jalen Carter. Because while they do have a ton of good players on offensive receiver and quarterback, like their line is not that good.
Yep.
And Matthew Stafford, he wants to just sit in that pocket. Like, he's old, he's immobile. If you can get him off his spot, I think the Rams will really have trouble moving the ball. So I think Jalen Carter is arguably the most important player in the entire game, even on the offensive side of the ball. I think if he dominates up the middle, the Rams will really have trouble moving it.
So, Elliot, I saw you on Twitter post your case for Quinyon Mitchell, the case for Q to win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Now, Jared Verse is currently the favorite. How would you make the case? And second, like, can we help in any way? Like, I would love to have him get it.
If he catches an interception, that would help.
That would also help. But nobody throws at him.
I agree, but it's not like he hasn't dropped five of them.
That's a good point as well.
So I posted on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, and Threads. You can get it everywhere.
Please stop.
a little cheat sheet, if you will, right? Because I know that right now it's easy if you're a voter for these awards. You go, all right, so Jared Verse has this many sacks. Like, oh, that's simple. You just vote for him. But it's not that simple. If you look at Quinion's stats, he has been one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL this year. He has been a top, like, five arguably cornerback in the NFL. And the stats bear that out. The issue is, yes, he doesn't have interceptions. But he's forcing a ton of incompletions. He's breaking up a ton of passes. He's been really good tackling. I mean, he has 3 missed tackles this year. Jared Verse has 15, right? So I think the statistical argument is on Quinion's side. We just have to get it out there. So I put that little sheet together. You can use it to go out and, you know, maybe tweet it at media members if you want, people that are going to vote. And, you know, we can get this thing going. I've seen Eagles fans do stuff like this before. So I feel like, you know, go out there and help.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I will say this.
There it is.
I will say this. It's not only showing up in the betting circles with the odds that Q has jumped up to be the number two favorite to win Rookie of the Year. It's being discussed nationally. So it's not as if he's not being discussed.
Yeah, he's number two. Yeah. I mean, the other thing, he plays a tougher position. Like, the rules are bent against cornerbacks in this league. And so not only is his job tougher, he's going up against guys, these receivers, where the league wants those players to succeed. Jared Verse is having a really good year. He plays an easier position than Quinion Mitchell.
I don't know about all that, but okay.
No, I think you could argue the edge rusher is more important, but I think it's tougher to play corner in the NFL because of the way the rules are structured. So, look, it's debatable, but I just think Quinion, what he's been asked to do, Malik Nabers, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Terry McLaurin. I mean, that's a tough stretch of assignments there.
Yeah, but it's not like he's shadowing the guys.
Well, he against Terry McLaurin, he was up against him almost the whole game. So you're right that those receivers do move around. They go into the slot. So he's not every snap is not against them. But the ones that he has been, which are not small numbers of snaps, we're not talking 4 or 5 times a game. Like it is, you know, 15, 20, 25 snaps a game he's up against these guys. He's been outstanding against them. And I think that's tougher than if you're Jared Verse, you're going after the quarterback. But it's just a different assignment than obviously what Quinion's asked to do.
Listen, I just wanted to push you a little bit to see how much you really believe what you were saying.
I think he believes it.
That's why I had to test it.
Well, he can convince himself of anything.
We found that out on Lie Detector Day.
That's why I had to test him. Yeah. And who told you he should have been starting their corner from day one?
Insider of the Year candidate Ike Reese.
There he is.
That's right. You guys don't give him enough credit for that.
Well, we...
There's a lot of stuff I don't get enough credit for.
Now, he is cornerback 2 on this team. Does that make it easier than Jared Verse?
I think. Who said he's CB2?
Yeah, I would make the argument he's CB1 on this team.
Slay's still CB1 on this team. Mm. I mean, I think Quinion's better, but Slay's getting the number one matchup.
He is?
I think in a playoff game, a must-win situation, if you ask the Eagles, who do you want covering their team's best corner, I think they would pick Quinion at this point.
Probably.
All right. Well, Elliot, we're going to take your little cheat sheet.
Good thing we're never going to find that out.
Yeah. We're going to take your little cheat sheet, and we're going to tweet it at everybody we can see. And I think the case for Q is also a good hashtag.
Let me just say this. Quinionimo Bay is a long nickname, man.
It is.
It is. And like, he said he liked the nickname, which I was surprised by.
Since he says he liked it, we got to roll with it.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I know you guys aren't really one for taking credit for things, certainly not Jack at least. But if we can get this going and he wins it, who knows? It can be another feather in your guys' cap.
Yeah, there it is.
That a new drop?
Yeah.
It sounds like E.T.
It is E.T.
Is that E.T.? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it sounds like E.T.
Yeah, people have been doing
I can't believe I named it.
Yeah. You, honestly, the entire clip is amazing. It's just E.T. going, Ellie.
Oh, that's right. The kid's name was Ellie. Yes. I forgot about that.
And it sounds a little like the worm.
Yeah, it does. It does sound like the worm. You're right. I guess it was foreshadowing. All right.
You can enjoy yourself working on Rodeo Drive, Elliot.
Palm trees and sticky green, man.
There he is. Exactly. Yep. All right. All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day. By the way, the Twitter.
That's a trip I wouldn't mind taking.
To L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, L.A.'s good.
I'd hate to fly there, but once I got there, I'd be happy.
I think the problem with L.A. is a two-day L.A. trip. You really need 3 nights.
Right.
So you can.
Because you got to.
Especially because you kill a day coming back. It's a 5.5-hour flight.
So you need at least 3 days.
I think so.
3 nights, you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark says, twice the twinkle this holiday. Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring. Details at marks-jewelers.com. New poll. Should the Eagles cut Kenny Pickett and sign Daniel Jones? What do you think the response is so far?
No.
Okay, what do you think the number's at?
90%.
62.
Oh, wow. Only 62.
Yeah.
Wow, only 62.
Oh, yeah. Also, a lot of kind replies.
Yeah, I bet. Let's forget about the case for Q. The case for DJ is the new one.
You idiots got anything else to talk about?
Nope.
They're 8-2. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What to do, Andy?
What's up, Andy? Well, that's not that one, is it?
No.
My bad.
Before we get off today, I have some questions about caller loyalty and show loyalty and things like that. But
I like that.
You accidentally touched on my point earlier, Spike. I say we round out the exciting whites and pick up Daniel Jones and throw him in the backfield. We know he's a good runner.
He's a good runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he can take a pounding. Oh. Send him to Pound Town.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
We're going to sign Daniel Jones just to take him to Pound Town?
Wow. This is out of control.
Yeah. You did this.
This is out of control,
you wanted
man.
This to happen, buddy. You know what was going to happen.
Pound Town.
But, yeah, I mean, I agree with Ike. I mean, it's...
On the Saquon thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to run him. I think if you ask Saquon, he would say he'd give up the whole next year just to win a Super Bowl this year. But it's you got to do what you have to do to win in the end.
I agree with you that Saquon would say that, but I don't think you can always. Saquon could probably have two broken legs and say that he would want the ball. Here's my biggest point on this is I know you're losing a significant amount going from Saquon to Gainwell on snaps. I know that I'm aware of that. I guess my pushback is that the offensive line is a bigger part of this than I think we talk about a lot. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley has been in the league for a number of years and has never been this good. He's always been talented, had this talent. And I think when I watch them with other backs, Gainwell specifically, the offense moves.
Until he has to carry the ball 10 times.
That's a good point. What is he normally at? Four or five.
Yeah.
It's just every other team, almost every other team.
See, I was good on third down. You put me out there on first and second down, and I got to run up against Jack. Relax in there. And I got to go up against certain fullbacks or what have you. I may not be as effective as a player.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I was going to say, you warned Jack like it was going to do
anything.
No,
I knew it was coming, yeah.
Yeah, I guess... I just really would love to have this guy be effective for 2 years. And that was the mission coming into this year.
How about 2 months? Get him to be the best he can be over there. Well, we need 3 months, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
What would you love more, though, to have another Super Bowl win or to have him healthy for 2 years?
Right.
You know what I would like? 2 shots at the Super Bowl. That's what I want. I want a shot this year, and I want a shot next year. And he's so important. And I really don't believe that... Again, I know this is easier said than done, and thank you for the call, Andy. It's easier said than done, but we're really talking about a touch a quarter. That is the difference. It is taking a touch a quarter away from Saquon and giving it to Gainwell. So it's not...
So you're saying you want to get Kenny Gainwell the ball 8 to 10 times?
Yes.
Not in a close game, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't mind it if you go up and you got the, seems like you got the victory in hand and you need somebody run the clock out, whatever, whatever. I'm perfectly fine with that. I just, here's the thing, Spike. We get off to such slow starts. Can you imagine if we're not giving Saquon the ball and we're off to a slow start?
You know what I would say? We have these slow starts with Saquon. We can do it with Kenny Gainwell.
Yes. But no, you're absolutely right.
We cannot score with Gainwell. I'm sure.
He usually is the one who breaks us out of it, though.
That's a good point. That is a good point. So we just heard from Elliot, who said it's beautiful in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Do we really have to talk to Tornado Shapiro next? Do we really need
a
forecast?
Yeah.
We don't really need a forecast. We heard it from Elliot. Okay.
I definitely don't trust Elliot.
Well, that's a good point then. You trust Tornado?
Wholeheartedly. Has he misled us once this year?
No, I guess he's been right every week. It's either rained or it hasn't.
And you know he had a legendary time back in L.A.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Ike appeared in any of those legendary times. I guess we'll find that out, too. So that's all next with the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.